AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The former top leader of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group, Henry Enrique Tarrio, and four other members have been indicted on a seditious conspiracy charge for plotting what federal prosecutors say was a coordinated attack on the U.S. Capitol to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's 2020 electoral victory. The indictments come as the U.S. House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection opens public hearings this coming Thursday. In an interview with the AP at Normandy Beach on the 78th anniversary of D-Day, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says the U.S. and allied countries will keep providing significant support to Ukraine against Russia. Milley says the support is part of the legacy of D-Day's soldiers.
What's happened here is an open, unambiguous act of aggression. It is widely considered to be illegal. It is widely considered to undermine the rules that these dead here at Omaha Beach, at the cemetery at Colville, Samaria, died for. They died for something. They died for that order to be put in place so that we would have a better peace.
The United Nations Security Council hears from Pramila Patten, the UN Special Envoy for Sexual Violence and Conflict. She tells the council,
as of 3rd of June, the Human Rights Monitoring Team of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has received reports of 124 alleged acts of conflict-related sexual violence occurring against women, girls, men, and boys.
Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, labels the accusations lies by Ukraine and the West.
The ratcheting up of accusations of Russian service personnel committing crimes of a sexual nature since the very beginning of our special military operation in Ukraine has become a favorite tactic of the Kyiv regime and our Western colleagues.
Nebenzia claims there have been sex crimes committed by Ukrainian forces. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survives a no-confidence vote by members of his Conservative Party in Parliament. The AP's Ed Donoghue has this.
Johnson has had trouble shaking off revelations of boozy parties by him and his staff in 2020 and 2021 that flouted coronavirus restrictions imposed on others.
What we're going to do now is take the opportunity to unite and deliver.
But a growing number of conservatives feel Johnson is now a liability who will doom them to defeat in the next election. The opposition agrees.
The British public are fed up with a prime minister who promises big but never delivers.
Keir Starmer is head of the Labour Party.
Fed up with a prime minister who's presided over a culture of lies and law-breaking at the heart of government.
Johnson's margin of victory was less than predecessor Theresa May's vote in 2018. She was forced to resign 6 months later.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.